producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, friends, I want to let you know, if you'd like to call in, I guess there are some technical problems with Stack, which means that's the program set up for when people call in. That is fixed now, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Got much to talk about, so let's get back to it. We're talking about, and I'm laying the question to you, America, are you a glutton for punishment? I'm not being funny, I'm not being wise, I'm not being cocky, and I'm not being smart. America has not learned her lesson from Barack, because had she learned the lesson from Barack, she wouldn't be tolerating a Hillary Clinton. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet that it was planned that way. Again, President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Now, what's interesting is we were talking about right before the end of the last segment on Hour 1 that, you know, Hillary just wants judgment to be left to God. She wants to be more tolerant to the issues, America, that are destroying your country. And she wants to be respectful of people who have different life experiences. She said it's a part of making me humble about my faith. Yeah, right. And nobody should be surprised by any of this, friends, because, again, going back to the Word of God, which reproves darkness, folks, it says, therefore it is no great thing that if Satan and his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. You judge a tree by its fruit. And check it out, 2 Corinthians 11:15. This is the straight stick that shows the deviation concerning corruption and those that are running for the presidency of the United States of America. I can go down the whole list right now. Don't have time for it. It's a bunny trail that's going to have to wait. Concerning the issues with the candidates, every single one of them. You know, that's why our forefathers were actually crying out, no king but King Jesus. That's where that's along with the flag, appeal to heaven. Those were the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, friends. No king but King Jesus. Cross-check me, and appeal to heaven. Cross-check me. Let's get back to this. We were just exposing Hillary's Facebook campaign where she was spending $630,000 of your money to boost numbers to give you the impression that she had all of this support, when in fact nothing is further from the truth. Then we began to talk about during Clinton's Iowa campaign kickoff, it roused a whopping 22 people. She had more press there than she had support. And the support that actually showed up were invited. I mean, you want to talk about embarrassing, friends? Now let's go to her Twitter account. On April 14th, Clinton had 351,000 Twitter followers. Now, just keep in mind, there's 318 million people in this country. However, as the Daily Mail reports, according to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform. And at least 15%, more than 544,000, are completely fake. You know, I mean, this. You know what's funny about this is because I'm paralleling Barack and Hillary Clinton. Birds of a feather flock together, friends. And I'm talking about Saul Alinsky disciples. And folks, the illusion is to cause the people to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is. Folks, it's right in front of your face today. She doesn't have the support, just like Barack Hussein Obama doesn't have the support. I love talking about that at tea parties. I love talking about that at churches where people are so afraid of the overwhelming number of the enemy. Really? You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked will flee when none pursueth. The wicked will flee when none pursueth, but the righteous are made bold as lions. The lion deals with the foxes that spoil the vine. Isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, did you know that the state-controlled narrative during Barack Hussein Obama's second campaign? He actually went to Wisconsin, and the state-controlled media actually told you that there was 18,000 people that packed that stadium in support of Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, Barry Satoro, who's got over 40 different Social Security numbers, and no one can validate his birth certificate. That is a fact, America. That is a fact. But this is the guy that wants to do background checks on everybody that buys a gun. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. What defines a hypocrite, a pretender? Hello. In Wisconsin, they reported that he had 18,000 people show up. Friends, truthers went there and found out that there was only 5,000 seats. As I said, 70% of his Twitter account is completely contrived out of thin air. It's fake. See, they have to cause you to believe there's more of them. Folks, when you wake up to this, this is what they're afraid of more than anything, is you actually come to the realization that they are lying and you're willing to be the law, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said. And you're willing to be the law that God has called you to be. You're willing to be the church that God has called you to be to enforce, guess what? His laws against all crime. All crime, not some crime. Starting with ourselves. That's why I'm always preaching taking responsibility. Because for so many things in this country, we can't blame politicians. We can't blame Barack Hussein Obama for what we tolerate. We can't blame him for that, friends. That's foolish. But I want to tell you, by overlooking what you're overlooking concerning these people in which I'm highlighting right now, you're showing mercy to the guilty, which is only a cruelty to the innocent. The young people are going to pay the price, friends. And I want to tell you as well that the strength of the Constitution lies in the willingness of the people to defend it. But how do you defend what you don't know that you're defending? True that. So 544,000 followers on her Twitter account, that's 15% of her Twitter account, is completely fake. By the way, 56% of it is inoperative. In other words, no one's using it. And like her Linsky comrade, Barack Hussein Obama, who had more than, I'm sorry, forgive me, friends, I've been saying 19 or 17 million fake Twitter followers, 19 million fake Twitter followers. Barack Hussein Obama. 56% of Clinton's Twitter followers, again, were created out of thin air. Simply put, they create the support that they do not have. I'll say it again. They create the support that they do not have. On the other side of this break, friends, we're going to come back and we're going to do a media expose. Who's giving you the information that you're receiving through the state-controlled narrative? And what is it that they believe? And what are they premised upon? And how do they operate? We're going to do an expose, friends. Stick with us. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Hey, folks, I got a question for you. We've been talking about glutton for punishment. Has America learned her lesson yet from Barack? President Franklin D. Roosevelt said in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. You know what's interesting about this show is I'm just thinking about it right now. This is just coming back to me. Everything that I highlight requires action to respond. And we know, friends, that the hope is found in what we do with the truth that's been given unto us. And for those that are so hopeless out there and are trying to figure out what's going on, listen, tie a knot and hold on. But do something. Get in the fight. That's where your life is. Where you lose your life is where you find your life, Jesus said. Hey, folks, do you realize when I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama, who wants to fundamentally transform America? You know, it's interesting. Just this last week, I actually posted a picture of Barack Hussein Obama. And the reason again, keep in mind, that's his Muslim name. I don't want to disrespect him whatsoever. You know, in fact, friends, I want you to understand that I'm not going to disrespect the office. That's why I'm calling him out for his crimes concerning we the people. But what's interesting about it is I posted a picture and it says, I want to fundamentally change this country, the foundations of America. That's what he said on the eve of becoming the president of the United States illegally. And interestingly enough, when I posted that picture, it says this. It says, I do not lie. I made it clear. Folks, if you really think about what Barack Hussein Obama has done to this country, it's exactly what he said he was going to do. He didn't lie about that, though he lied in process every step of the way. His objective is to destroy America's Christian heritage and the Constitution. That way, he can have way. And friends, you need to understand that these are the people that are giving way to your enemy, and the reason they're giving way to your enemy is because they are your enemy. But this is what I said. I posted this. I got about 38,580 people that viewed it. I got about 663 shares, and I don't know how many likes. And it came back real quick, the response. But when I posted this picture, I will fundamentally transform America, and it's got an ISIS flag on the White House, which isn't funny whatsoever, by the way. But I said, America, where does his success lie? Is it his fault, or is the fault found in the American people who tolerated his crimes? I want you to answer that question, because the only rational answer that can come back to your heart if you speak the truth before God is, I am individually responsible for what I have tolerated. Now, can you imagine 318 million responsible people before God who understand that their sin is before God, and they put their faith in Jesus Christ to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, who will rock the gates of hell? You know, keep in mind, David said, by the power of the Holy Ghost, when he was a young person and he faced Goliath with five stones, he was willing to do what others were unwilling to do, but he had the power to do it. Remember the bear and the lion at the sheep cot? And then he came out to the field and he took down Goliath because nobody else was willing to do it, or they were afraid to do it. It's also David that said that the Lord would break forth as a dam breaketh forth concerning his enemies. And we see victory after victory after victory of a man that was empowered by a holy one of Israel, the Holy Ghost, in power, who spoils principalities and powers. Folks, there's nothing in the Word of God that promises us defeat. I just read 1 Kings 8 right before the radio show. And I see the prayers of King Solomon to the Lord. And he asked the Lord to verify his prayers, and that the Lord would maintain the cause of those whose hearts are holy, the Lord's. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. There's no shortcuts with the things of God. But friends, going back to my point here, where does Barack's his success lie? Is it his fault for doing what he said he was going to do when he said, I'm going to fundamentally transform America? Or is it the fault of the 318 million people that sat back and did nothing but complain about what they themselves tolerated? Come on! Don't shout me down. And I want to say something about this, too. Speaking of glutton for punishment, have you not learned your lesson from Barack Hussein Obama? When I'm speaking of Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, folks, aren't these the ones that attack your Christian heritage and the Constitution at every given turn? Why, yes, it is. Isn't that interesting? Why are they acting out as the accuser of the brethren? And when you go to Revelation 12, verse 17, it says this. It says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant, a remnant of her seed, which keepeth the commandments of God and have the testimonies of Jesus Christ. Are you at war? How can you be at peace with the world that's at war with the God that you say that you love? And I'm talking about not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm not talking about the arm of the flesh here, friends. And when I look at Scripture, and I'm glad I'm on this right now because I wanted to highlight this, but when I look at Scripture, and it's my prayer life every night of my life, I can't find anywhere in Scripture where he offers us defeat in obedience. And you obey because you love. Hey, friends, the law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. But it says that you shall chase your enemies, America, and they shall fall before you by the sword. Not cower in front of a bunch of devils that want to come in and plunder your country. And give way to an effeminate man that's the first homosexual president in the history of mankind as you capitulate. Opposite of Scripture, professed Christians. Leviticus 26, verse 8. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. I don't see the Lord promising his children defeat anywhere. I mean, when I go over to, even over to Exodus 23:33, it says, nothing but promises, friends. If thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries. The Lord will send forth his holy angels who hearken unto the commandments of the Lord to go before us to bring us into the land of our enemies. The Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And the Lord said, I will cut them off. He hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then when you go to Deuteronomy 28, he said, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and they shall flee before you seven ways. Why are these accusers of the brethren? Why are these accusers aiming at your Christian faith? Because once the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, not you, him, for the most part, it's all over for them, and they know that. Just ask David. Just ask Abraham. Just ask Isaac. Just ask any of the patriarchs of the faith. And then the Lord says back unto us that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Folks, we're not that far along yet. Sorry, all of those that want to be raptured from responsibility. It ain't flying. It ain't working that way. And the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear thee. Hey, folks, that's the Old Testament. Whoa, what about the New Testament? It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. All the promises are ours in Christ Jesus, who spoiled principality and powers upon the cross of Jesus Christ. What is your excuse? You're in a war zone. And if you're not, especially now, I can tell you one thing, that's MIA. That's the Spirit of Christ. And yet you call yourself a Christian when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. And by the way, what you are doing is you are complicit with the people that I'm highlighting right now by doing nothing, which makes you just as wicked. And who are the wicked? Those that know to do the right thing, yet they do it not. God is watching, and I'm glad he's watching. You know, I oftentimes think of a man by the name of John Knox, Charles Spurgeon, generals of God, friends, of old, to study the faith, because they didn't talk about God. They walked with God, and everybody knew they belonged to God because they didn't go there. They didn't touch the Lord's anointed. Remember John Knox, Scottish reformer? It was said of him by his enemy, Mary Queen of Scots, that she feared John Knox and his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. That's my daddy, friends. That is my daddy. That's my daddy. Folks, we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to take Sherry in Missouri. And we're also going to come back and we're going to do a media expose. Who are those that are actually causing you to believe that Clinton's and Barack have all the support in which they don't have? I don't know that you're going to be surprised, but fasten your seatbelt. You just may be. But folks, therein lies the problem.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Sherry, Missouri, how are you, kiddo?
Good afternoon, Bradley.
How are you?
I'm good. I just think there's a difference, and just like you brought out in your last segment, about accusations and judgment. But judgment has to come first, even with the accusation.
That's right.
Okay. And so I say it's just like a cop sitting on the side of the road, chooses not to pull you over. And that's what the American people are doing. We're choosing not to pull these people over.
That's right. And the reason they don't want to is because they know the responsibility lies within them to actually push the process through, not only just for impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, but also for the enforcement of the law concerning their crimes. And they're sitting back, Sherry, and they're allowing those that are giving them a pass after crime, after crime, after crime, to allow them to just say, well, you know what, they're doing their job. No, they're not doing their job, so therefore, America, it's time for us to stand up and do ours.
Right, but there's a lot of us who don't want to stand up and do the job.
And you said us. You said a lot of us.
Yes. I mean, there's...
Yeah, so are you saying that you don't want to be a part of the answer, too?
Oh, no, no. No, I am. Oh. I'm just saying that there are so many people that I speak with that they say, oh, I don't have time for that. I'm busy with my own life. I'm dealing with my own problems.
And, that's right.
I do not want to subject myself to what, you know, might be a painful situation if you delve into that pile. You know what I'm saying? It may cost
yes, I do.
More. So,
well, we deal with it all the time.
Well, yes, and it's only going to get worse, and you might as well deal with it right now. And it's just so hard, Bradley. So many people in my life that just say, I don't have time for it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to have to do anything about it. Somebody else will handle it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I got to jump topics. Sherry, I appreciate your phone call. Well taken. Again, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I want people to understand that God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. You know, without law, isn't it interesting when he actually brought the children of Israel out of bondage, he used blood, symbolic of the blood of Christ. They took that blood and they put the blood of the Paschal lamb on the door. And the reason they put it above the door is because then the destroying angel would overlook it. He was dealing with his enemies. He was bringing forth judgment. After they were set free from the bondage of Pharaoh, isn't it interesting? The first thing he did is chain them to Mount Sinai concerning God's moral law, not his ceremonial law. Ceremonial law has been done away with in Christ. Get that straight. Nowhere has Christ abrogated his moral law. Nowhere. To set you free. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. There's a reason he said that. That's right. As long as I'm abiding by the laws of the land, everything's going to flow nice, isn't it? And it secures the security and safety and happiness of others that are on the highway with me as long as I'm abiding by the laws of the land. And we're not given grace by God to cover up our violations towards his moral law. No. Christ fulfills it. And we establish the law through faith. Read Romans 3. I don't want to lose too many people here, but think things through before you open up your pie hole. Right? Cool. Let's finish this off and let's jump over to the media. Folks, we know that the only ones who show up to Hillary Clinton's speeches are the state-controlled media, as I highlighted over the last hour and a half, in an attempt to make her campaign look legitimate when in fact it is not. And again, keep in mind, cause the enemy to believe that there are a lot more of you than there really is. Saul Alinsky. And both Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton are nothing less than, guess what? Or more than Saul Alinsky disciples. Publicly, friends, they acknowledge this. What about those that are actually setting the information out there concerning the American people to believe? Who are those that are actually feeding you the information? Let's talk about that real quick. In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. J.P. Morgan, man's time of the year, by the way, Times man of the year. He's a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully. He hired 12 high-ranking news managers and asked them to determine the most influential newspapers in America. This is in 1917. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. 1917. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought and paid for. An editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. This was in 1917. This has been in the congressional record since 1917, friends. This is not new information. That's why I'm always humored when I say, how many people actually believe what the news has to say, the media has to say? Oh, you know, these guys, they give it to us better than anybody, you know? Hey, if Rush can't give it to us, nobody can, you know? Or what about Glenn Beck, you know, if he's not over there sloshing in his tears because he doesn't know what he's talking about once again, you know? That guy really knows his stuff, man. You should see what he's premised on, friends. Same thing with Rush. Oh, you know, Sean Hannity, I'll tell you what, he's giving it to us too. Yeah, that's great, but what they are not talking about should bother you. What they are not exposing should be bothering you. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. It's all bought and paid for. Hey, by the way, the above said, the three radio show hosts that I was just talking about, you need to understand they have an evolutionary view of government, that your rights come from the privileges of the state and not from God. And if that were not true, then why aren't they making reference to the Constitution based on the Bible, and the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests? Why? Because if we made reference to the Word of God, then that Word of God would expose us for all of our sins before a just and a holy God, which is an excuse as to why we move not forward. Friends, if you ever want to know why someone's not preaching out against sin, follow them home. You'll understand why. There are 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers owned globally by only six corporations. Folks, what they're trying to do is rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. This is who is propping up Barack Hussein Obama and other corrupt politicians. Matter of fact, the majority of those that report the news have no knowledge from right or wrong. You know, it's interesting. Sherry from Missouri just called and she said that you have to judge first. That's right. Only accordance and reference to what? The law. You can judge nothing without law. Now you can look to the professed church in America and ask them, why have they lowered the law that dimmed the lights which men perceive their own guilt by? As a matter of fact, if there is no law, then what is the schoolmaster to drive you to the foot of Christ? And how do you say that you're saved if you've never repented before God's moral law? Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, Romans 3:20. How does that work? Why would you go to a doctor if you didn't know your ailment? Jesus is the great physician. They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. People need to think. Never do you hear in these circles concerning the professed church, hardly ever, and the conservatives of the day ever making reference to the Word of God. Almost never. Why is America in trouble? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. What else does it talk about right there in that certain context of Scripture? Because you have forgotten my law. Hey, folks, you don't want these politicians to forget the law. You're complaining about the fact that they're lawless, that they're breaking the law. And you're right, they are. But without the knowledge of the law, God's moral government, how are you to judge anything? You can't. And that's why these people are setting up European governments with the approval of the American people to give way to arbitrary government. That means they now become the law, so they think, when in fact they're the lawless. A majority of those that report the news have no knowledge of right and wrong. Have it all on film if you'd like to check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check out the store. It's called My War. It's being broadcast on national television right now. We actually went to a guy named Don Shelby, WCCO, Channel 4 News. We asked this much revered news anchor in Minnesota, how do you know the difference between right and wrong? We have it all on film. He said, if you're asking journalists to decide differences, he said, to be an arbiter of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. He said, it's my job to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Did anybody catch that? It's his job to determine where fairness and justice is failing, but it's not his job to decide differences of morality. How does that work, Mr. I stuck both my feet in my own mouth? How can you tell me what's fair or unfair if you don't know the difference between right and wrong according to God's rule? And by the way, friends, I can take this back to, again, evolutionary view of government. Folks, even how to confuse an atheist or someone that doesn't have the knowledge between right and wrong. How do you know what's right and how do you know what's wrong? And they say, well, you know what? According to what I believe is right and wrong, so is it okay for me to violate God's moral law? No, no, no! They don't realize that God's on their side. People need to think. So a majority of those that report the news have no knowledge of right and wrong. Going to come right back on the other side, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, I did not realize we are on our last segment, so I better get to this real quick. How many of you actually believe what the state-controlled media actually promulgates, proclaims? Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers. This is what they found out. I've got to make this quick. 47% of those that anchor the news in your country today see nothing wrong with daddy and mommy cheating on each other. They commit adultery. It's a violation of God's moral law. How's that working out for you, America? Especially the kids who are broken, fatherless, motherless. The laws have not been enforced since 1944, and by the way, they're still in the books. But 47% of those that anchor the news, they don't think there's anything wrong with it. As if to say they're the standard. They're not. 76% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Crimes against nature, this is illegal, always has been, always will be, just like adultery, just like fornication. 1 Corinthians 6:9, read it. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. But this abomination, homosexuality, called crimes against nature, check out your state statute. You'll find out that it's a felony. It's called crimes against nature. Extracted directly from Romans 1. This is illegal all the way up until 1961. Matter of fact, in 1962, across the country in health classes, they would actually teach you to turn in homosexuals to the authorities, sodomites. Now they're teaching you that if you don't subject yourself to them, then you're a hater. Folks, that's a whole other story. 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with murdering a baby. Huh. This is illegal, always has been, always will. Just because the government sanctions something, friends, doesn't mean it makes it so. They're trying to set the people at war with God through human sacrifice, and that's really what it comes down to. It's interesting. I just noticed the other day there was a Muslim talking about why they're plundering and infiltrating countries and why they're bringing so many kids, in some cases, that have been busted with kids because a majority of them are without kids. They're military and they're paid to plunder the nations. But he said, well, if you want to go ahead and you know, have four or five kids, he said it's probably too late for you now, but this is what the Muslims have been doing. And I thought to myself, well, you don't have to worry about that in America because the American people are just letting their kids, 3,000 to 4,000 of them a day, be murdered in the womb because the government said so. How's that working out for you, America? Straight out of the mouth of your enemy. I had one student in Fargo, North Dakota, say, Bradley, I have an issue with the topic of abortion. I said, it's a good thing Mama didn't. End of that conversation. A little common sense, friends. 57 million babies have been aborted because the American people fell to what man had to say, his sinful nature had to say, rather than what Christ commands. 86% of those that anchor the news never attend church. And for the most part, friends, I don't blame you. Have it at home. I have it at home every day of my life. I have it on radio 6 days a week, friends. Now listen to this. Richard Salent said this, former president of CBS News. Listen carefully. I did not say this. These are the ones that are responsible for causing you to believe that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and other candidates have the support in which they do not have. They're creating it out of thin air. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Walter Cronkite, CBS News, former, obviously, he's gone now. News reporters are certainly liberal on purpose and left of center. Liberal. Lawless. Liberal within itself is a good word, but not the way that the American people have allowed the state-controlled narrative to define it. Herman Dismore, New York Times. He said the New York Times is on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view. Here we go again. Wow. We're going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with, said Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News. These are the people that are causing you, if you believe their lies, to believe that these people, Barack, Hillary Clinton, and others that they mean to promote the establishment, which is the problem and which everybody's complaining about. They want you to cause that you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is when there isn't, friends. Remember, Satan within himself has no truth in him. Neither does his little pawns. Neither does his little useful idiots. And by the way, that term came from none other than Vladimir Lenin. We found out that Fox News, 40 to 60% of their comments are completely untrue. They say, we report, you decide, it should rightly be said, we decide on what we report. Friends, they've lost all credibility. Prince Al-Walid bin Talal said a strong American government is not good for us. He is part owner of Fox News. He is a Muslim. CNN, the ratings were so bad a year and a half ago, the president, the former president of CNN, Communist Network News, or the Clinton News Network, whatever you want to call them, their ratings were so bad. As a matter of fact, Drudge is even coming out right now with a higher rating. Folks, they have 2 million viewers a day. That's it, out of 318 million people. And keep in mind, when you go to the airport or the bus depot and you see CNN up on their television screens, it's all bought and paid for. There's the illusion. That's why when you stay in a hotel, there's a free newspaper there, right? A newspaper that you can predict what they're going to say when you open the front page. USA Today, garbage, bought and paid for. CNN, Amber Lyon, she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content just like the Clintons do. Just saying. Dr. Udo Olfkott, an editor out of Germany, he came forward and said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. These are the people that are causing you to believe that there's a lot more of them when in fact there is not. He said they are taught to lie, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA, here these devils are again. I have a friend that's a former agent for the CIA who's exposing the CIA. But the CIA, he said, gets control of all of the majority of journalists globally to control them. That's why they're all saying the same thing at the same time. It's like a parrot. Whatever they hear, they just say, it's not journalism anymore, friends. They're pawns, and they better do what they're told, because if they don't, then they lose their job. Little did they know that the law is on their side if they were righteous and upright. I end with this. William Casey, former CIA director, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false." Friends, they don't have the support, so don't give way to it.
That's right. Boy, oh boy, when you hear things like that, it makes you think so much more about all of our responsibilities that we have to do to make sure that we have a future and a hope for our children. My goodness, it's up to us, the patriots. And the Lord never used a majority to prevail. But as Samuel Adams put it, an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And I always like to add, the hearts of men. And as the Sons of Liberty is working day in and day out to make sure that this message is brought forth to the nation and nations, we're also in 53 other countries too as well. For those of you new listeners who did not realize, the Sons of Liberty is literally all across America and all across the world, bringing forth this message is black and white, things that people don't want to say, we're willing to say for the truth's sake, for the gospel's sake, for our nation's sake, and for our posterity's sake. And if you are listening to the radio program and you're amening and saying, oh my goodness, I wish I had a pastor who would preach like this on Sunday mornings.
I'm not a pastor.
Exactly. Well, you know, I was just talking with a guy today who is a pastor, part of the Black Robe Regiment, and it's very cool to see that we have... And our country was founded upon these pastors, these ministers, these preachers, these godly men who flamed from the pulpit righteousness, and people took it forth upon themselves, namely our founding forefathers, and they established this country together.
As so they were moved by the Holy Ghost,
that's
those
right.
Ministers of the flames of fire.
That's right. So you can call your, we don't care about titles around here, but if you're a preacher, if you're a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we all should be, then join us in this cause and go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We want to thank all of our sons and daughters of liberty out there and those people who have been responding. We really appreciate the support because we cannot do what we do without your support. So click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join today. Take a look at it. There's different levels of membership that you can choose from. You don't have to be tied down to one or the other. And then you can see all the little things that come along with your different level of membership. But as I always say, you can feel good about what you're supporting because we are literally turning talk radio into do radio. And we are out there reaching the masses as much as we can, as good as we can with the Holy Ghost and with Christ before us, you know, and God before us, who could be against us. So please do join this work. We appreciate every single one of you, and thank you so much for your support.
Are you done, Princess?
You know what? My name does mean crowned one.
I do. I know that, but you were talking about titles of nobility, which yeah, the Constitution denounces, of course.
That's, I'm sorry. I can't be called Princess then in that context.
Well, what should we call you?
Blessed one.
Blessed one. Okay. Why do we call you the blessed one around here?
I don't know. It just kind of stuck.
Folks, we do love you by what we do. There's no question about it. We need the support. I want to let you know that. So don't fail to do your part. Jump in with us, friends, because we can do this. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but we got to get our dukes up and fight for it. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. See ya!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.